Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Boy, I've had a fun morning this morning. Had Mike Wiggins on with me earlier. We do that every Tuesday with the Garden Line from 9 to 10, getting all those important tips as we're into them. We are in the heart of the gardening season for sure. So if you missed that broadcast, you can always hear it again. We play it again on Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock as well, right here on the station. And then you can also, for any of the shows that we have here, you can go to our website at newsradio923.com. And what I do is I will sometimes take the commercials out and I will put the interviews right on our podcast page. So click on podcast, click on Pensacola Expert Panel. And when you get there, you'll see the logos and the names of all the different guests we have throughout the week. You can click on one of those and listen back. So if you were in your car and you heard Mike talking about gardening and how he can take care of that strange little mold that seems to be growing under the leaves, you don't have your pen with you and you think, gosh, I want to write that down, you can get back when you get home later at night and go listen to it again. And you can also download an interview if you want for future reference. So this morning I had Mike Wiggins, and then right after that we just had Ray Palmer in, president and CEO of Pensacola Sports Association. He doesn't know it, but I've been an admirer of his for years. He does so much in our community, and it's just amazing to me what Pensacola Sports Association has done for Pensacola. All these different events that we have, just take a second and look it up and see who's behind some of these events, because we have amazing organizations that put these things together every year. I just had Todd Thompson on yesterday talking about the upcoming fireworks celebration, which will be the celebration of 250 years of America. It's almost hard to get your mind around that. And you know, Pensacola being the oldest settlement in the country, you know that we're going to have a great show. So they're partnering with the Pensacola Young Professionals, and so they are going to be putting together a big show. So if you're interested in that, you can check out information specifically about the Pensacola fireworks on their website at PensacolaFireworks.com. They recreated a special website for that. So we heard from Ray was talking about the big Busch Light Busch Fishing Rodeo tournament that's coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend, which is Father's Day weekend. So you can get signed up for that. You can get signed up to have someone from that organization come speak to your group. All you got to do is find that info over at PensacolaSports.org. So we've got a lot going on. So as I was saying, we have one of the things that we do in the summer. We have so many different how do I put this? There is something to do for everyone. If you're sitting around being bored, then you have no one to blame but yourself, because all you got to do is take advantage of some of the resources we have here. Because if it's not a big event coming in from outside of the area, there's also things that so many of our local organizations do that can keep you entertained. The big question is, what do I do with the kids this summer? So there's always, always something going on. Just about every organization that is kids-oriented in any way has summer camps, summer events, summer movies, summer picnics, something going on. And you can find out about a lot of those by going to Visit Pensacola, of course. They are certainly have all the events, adults and kids alike. And then you can also check out the information that they do with the city of Pensacola. And they have their own book, which is Play Pensacola, and you can find out all the info there on all the different events that are happening for kids, summer classes and that kind of thing. But then we have such a great opportunity here in this community for fun things that you can do with the family. And one of my favorites, and I'm going to have to ask Robbie Schrock this, she's been Santa Rosa Island Authority. They've been putting this event on out on Pensacola Beach for years. I'm not sure how many years, but I want to guess decades maybe. But it's called Bands on the Beach. Now, you may have heard of it and thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder how much that costs. Guess what? It doesn't cost you a thing. All you have to do is go out to the beach. And it's every Tuesday night from now until, gosh, I think into October. And the way that it works, if you've never been, when you go out to Pensacola Beach, you'll see when you come through the toll booth and then you go through the light and then you go parking into the Casino Beach parking lot. And that's that big parking lot that's right underneath the big beach ball. when you get there, you'll see a pavilion that's right there on the water. That pavilion has so many different events throughout the year. But every Tuesday from now until, I think, October, Bands on the Beach, which is sponsored by Santa Rosa Island Authority, will be out there. And every week they have a different band. So you'll hear everything from reggae to pop to jazz to rock. It doesn't really matter. All you have to do is you can go to either Santa Rosa Island Authority's website and just Google Bands on the Beach, or you can go to Visit Pensacola, and they always say who the current band is. So tonight is Tuesday night, 7 to 9. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to be at the Casino Beach Pavilion, Bands on the Beach. And tonight, the band is called, 1211. Now, I have not had a chance to hear this group, but it sounds fun. The description says 1211 is a radiant, energetic, and dynamic pop R&B band with a vast range of cathartic and dance-worthy songs. So the main ingredients to 1211's vibe are their warm vocals, infectious groove, and fresh sounds. That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like a band that you might just want to get up and dance to. Well, here's the deal. You go on down to the beach, bring a couple chairs, bring a cooler with some sodas and maybe a couple snacks, get settled in there. That starts at 7 o'clock, so you want to get there early, and then you can sit and watch the band for free as the sunset goes down. Our friends from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, are always there hosting and bringing another fun vibe to the event. And it really is so much fun, y'all. I've been to it many times, and you just get out there and you relax, and it's very laid back, and you just sit in there in your chairs and you listen to the band and you dance a little and you have some fun, and you're right there on the water, and it's just perfect. And it's free every Tuesday night. So tonight's the night for 1211. They have a different band, like I said, every week. And if you want to head down, here's my suggestion. And this is the inside scoop, because I used to work out there. My suggestion is get out there kind of late afternoon, go hang out on the beach for a little bit, get a good early parking spot. Then take the family somewhere to go eat. There's so many great family restaurants on the beach. Go have an early dinner. And then go get your spot. Get over there early and get your spot in front of the pavilion so that you can watch the bands on the beach from 7 to 9. So that's something that is super fun on Pensacola Beach. We also have the Play Pensacola. There are a whole list. I've had them, the gang from the city of Pensacola, on to talk about it. And they have a playbook that you can get, I mentioned it earlier, online. And all you have to do is go to their website, and it's the city of Pensacola, and it's playpensacola.com. Go there, and you will see a countless list of so many different day camps for kids. And it's not too late. Someone's saying, well, it's June. No, they've got stuff that start now. They've got classes and things that are starting in July. They have all the different resource centers that are open this summer. You have the Senior Resource Center over at Bayview. And so as a senior, as an adult, they have things, a lot of things going on over there, from dance classes to Tai Chi. And they go on little excursions, by the way. I've heard rumors that they might even go over to Biloxi, you know. But they have lots of different things that are going on, ballroom dance classes, cribbage. The big thing now is Mahjong. That's what I've heard is one of the big things. But you can see they have a whole calendar at all the different centers for adults 50 plus. And then you also have, like I said, at Sanders Beach, at some of the other places, so many different things for the kids. They even do adventure day camps for the kids, which I think is really cool. They have trips that are kayak workshops, group river paddle. They have a Juniper Creek hiking trip. So you can find out about all these different things. And some of them have a slight fee with it, but most of it is for free. So all you have to do is kind of check that out. The books are available, but you can get all the information, again, online. And coming up on June, let's see, we just had the Movies in the Park, which is also sponsored by the city. The next one is coming up at July 18th, and that'll be behind Wahoo Stadium. And kind of like the Bands on the Beach, similar idea, but now you get to watch the movies. So they have Movies of the Park right there at the Hunter Amphitheater, which is located right next to the Community Maritime Park. So you can find out about that. They've got another movie night coming up July 18th. And at that event, they have free water slides, face painting, craft stations, food trucks, concessions. They have pre-show activities from 6 to 8, and then the movie is at sunset, so probably 8:45-ish, 9 o'clock. The next one's July 18th, and then August 1st. And, of course, I mentioned earlier all about the July 4th celebrations that are coming up. So June is a busy month. We've got this Bush Fishing Rodeo coming up, and I understand we also have the crab, I think it's the, I better check my sources here, but the craft Craft Beer Festival is coming up also soon. So lots and lots of things to do to keep busy. And we always talk about them here on News Radio 92.3. You can always find out more information from us, from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. We have got so much going on. Whew, I'm tired just talking about it. Well, we're going to take another break, and I'll be back to fill you in on a couple of more events that are coming up this summer. And you're listening to Pep Talk. If you got something that you'd like me to mention, please text it in. I'll be happy to put that out there. And the text number is 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about all the different things that you can do this summer. I've got a pile of papers on my desk here, and I feel like I'm just scratching the surface of so many events and things that you can take advantage of this summer with yourself, with your family, with the kids. If you can pay attention, if you get a chance, go to visitpensacola.com. You will find so many different things listed. I'm not even getting into all the different runs that are happening. We've got a lot of 5Ks going on. We also have bicycle tours going on throughout the summer, so check that out. And one of the things that I wanted to mention for sure is obviously we're the home of the Navy Blue Angels here in Pensacola. And so what's kind of cool about it is that Pensacola Blue Angels are here now, and they have practice dates. So it's not a full show, but they do a lot to kind of entertain the locals, I think. I think they know that we're out here watching. So this morning's practice has already happened, actually, but it started at 9:30. But tomorrow, the dates for this Blue Angels practice dates, tomorrow, the 9th and 10th. So that's tomorrow is the 10th. And so when it starts, it says the gates to the flight deck, flight viewing are open at 9:30, and then the Blues will take flight at 10:30. It's a 55-minute practice flight demonstration, and it can be viewed outside of NAS Pensacola. So a lot of folks like to go down to Fort Pickens. You can go on down to the beach. The boat cruises tend to time their cruises, so you can be right out there. I have actually been out there. I was out there with Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruises, and we were out there, and I think the pilot, I was waving. I think he kind of came a little low and sort of tipped the wing at us, and that was just the coolest thing ever. And then we also got to see dolphins while we were out there. So, yeah, that's another thing to do is take the family out on a good dolphin cruise while the Blue Angels are practicing. And then the National Naval Aviation Museum is located there, too, at Pensacola Access, and you can go out there. That begins, you have to have those without a Department of Defense ID, you have to go to a different entrance there. The access at 9 a.m. through the West Gate. So you can find out more about that and the Blue Angel practices. But then the next practice will be tomorrow again. It'll start at 10:30. And then we also have on June 16th and 17th, typically Tuesdays and Wednesdays, the 23rd and 24th, and then the June 30th. And then we have the Blue Angels Air Show, which is probably one of our favorite events in our community. We're going to obviously have a huge celebration on the 4th of July, and then the Blue Angels show will be happening after that, which is always just, it's one of my favorite things. And if you've never been able to get out to the beach to witness it, it's free, but I just have to tell you, you have to get out to the beach pretty early. So you can find out more information about that event as well on the Visit Pensacola website, and it has all the information on when to get out there, the different things that are happening. Coming up in the next week or so, I'll have my friends come in from the Pensacola Beach Chamber, because they do a big market out there. They do a fun Blue Angels market where they have different vendors there. There's lots of exciting people that are entertainment on the sides. There's so much going on. So we have a whole week-long full of events, but I'll get into that when we get a little bit closer to it. But in the meantime, if you're somebody that really enjoys the beach and just, you know, enough with all this activity, I just want to go to the beach. Well, let me give you some beach tips and something that I think is super important to be aware of. You hear it all the time. If you ever watch our friend Alan Strum, he takes a lot of time in his newscast to talk about it. But I wanted to talk just a little bit about water safety. And this is probably, oh, here they go again, for the locals, because we hear this all the time. But if you're just coming into the area for the week, you're celebrating the summer, or maybe you haven't been to the beach in a while, we have a flag system here on Pensacola Beach, which is our Escambia County Flag Warning System. This is managed by our folks at Escambia County Public Safety. Our lifeguards out on the beach are already out there. You'll see the big stands. And if you're not a strong swimmer, or you've got a family with a lot of kids or whatever, be smart. go find a spot that's near where the lifeguards are. That's what they do. They watch the water. They can see where the rip currents are. They're very good at measuring when it's safe and when it's not. So the minute you drive onto the beach, look up to your right, you will see what the flag of the day is. And what that means, this is a flag warning system for your safety. And I really heed these flags because these guys know what they're talking about. So Dave Greenwood, who is the head of the gang out there, is usually responsible. They make those final decisions on the morning, in the morning, first thing. And so the last several days, we've had this bad, not necessarily bad weather, but the surf has been really, really rough. So in the past, we would have green flag, which basically green is for go, red is for stop, don't go. That's about the simplicity of it, but I'm going to go into a few more details here. In the past, when the red flag, one red flag was up, that meant, you know, be careful, don't go in the water, it's not recommended. Now we have a new one that they introduced last summer, the double red flag. And what that means, it doesn't mean it's a high hazard. It means the water is closed for swimming, for all swimming. Even if you're a good swimmer, they're saying do not go out there. When you see those double red flags, be smart. Don't get in the water. If you're near the lifeguards, they're going to whistle at you and tell you to get out of the water. But this is for your own safety because the rip currents can be pretty dangerous on Pensacola Beach. If you're smart and you know what to do, then you'll stay out of the water. If you're in the water and it's kind of a normal day and suddenly you'll find yourself being pulled out by that undertow underneath, the first thing to do is to relax and then swim horizontally. Swim horizontal to the shore. That'll pull you out of that riptide that's pulling you out. That's the smartest thing to do. And then wave your arms and let those folks on the shore know that you're in trouble. Give them a signal. Let them know so that they can come help you. But typically, if you can just keep calm, swim out, keep your breath, take some strokes, and swim horizontal to the shore so you're going cross angle to the riptide, usually that will help you get out of it, as long as you haven't been swimming out too far. So with that flag system, the warning system, the purple flag is kind of an interesting one. We don't see it too often, but every once in a while you'll see that purple flag, and I'm thinking, what is that? The purple flag means that, and my least favorite phrase, stinging marine life. So there's a whole category under that group there, but typically it's the Portuguese man-o-wars, any kind of jellyfish, that kind of thing that might be in the water. So that's a warning to know that that's there. But the actual order of things, we have the purple flag. Green flag means that the water is great. You can go out. It's calm surf and currents. Always be safe. Swim with caution. The yellow flag means it's getting a little choppy out there. Medium hazard. You may want to be careful. If you're not a strong swimmer, stay close to shore. Then what I talked about earlier, the red flag, high hazard. If you're not a good swimmer, don't get in the water. And finally, that double red flag. So I thought I'd look into it for you this morning, and it looks like the good news is that today we have a yellow flag. And you can go online, just Google the Escambia County Pensacola Beach flag today, and it'll come up for you. So it says the yellow flag today represents moderate surf and conditions. Swim with extra caution. The current water temperature is 80 degrees, which is very nice. And tomorrow's flag forecasts are looking for 10% green flag, 90% yellow flag tomorrow. Probably be like that most of this week. So just a little update on some things to do this summer and also how to be safe out on the water. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Just reviewing some of the things that we've got to do around Pensacola this summer. And I've been focusing mostly on Pensacola and Pensacola Beach, but there is, I can't even begin to talk about all the different things that are happening in Santa Rosa County, over in Navarre Beach. We have so many things happening out at Perdido Bay. Just a lot of things that you can do. So one of the best places to go to find that information, and just letting you know, I've been sharing from my resources this morning at visitpensacola.com. All you have to do is just click on events, and it brings up pages and pages of events. And if you've got family coming in, what's kind of nice about it is you can put a date in. Let's say you've got family coming in August or something. You can find out exactly what is happening all around that time of year that they're coming to visit. So you can come up with a bit of a game plan or get tickets if you need. And speaking of tickets, you definitely want to, if you do get some of those rainy days where you're kind of looking for something to do and you're sunburned and you've been on the beach and everybody's a little burned out, as they say, you can also take advantage of all the arts and culture that we have here. As y'all know, I'm a big fan of the theater, and a lot of exciting things are happening at the Sanger Theater this summer. I think there's a Beetlejuice show coming. We've got the Motown show this week, which should be a lot of fun. And Pensacola Little Theater has got a show coming up in the Cottage, which is going to be at the end of June, and you can just come out and see that show. I mean, this list is just endless, so take advantage. Also, check out Downtown Crowd from Ballinger Publishing. They also list all of the events. Don't be bored this summer. There's so much to do. And guess what? Tonight, head out to the beach and go see Bands on the Beach with 1211. This has been Pep Talk this morning. My name is Meg. I'm here 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. And remember today, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and remember, love now. Have a great day, y'all.